To be talking to you in 2021. Welcome to the call. This is your host, Aram Said, with a Global Telesummit series from heartache to joy. Are you ready to be shifting out of the dense 2020 energies into 2021? Because this is a year where I'm told Jupiter is really smiling on us and it is supposed to be really awesome. But for those who do inner work, who have been doing inner work, and who are really ready to transform their lives, this is a year that is going to really, really support them. However, it's not going to happen for those that are not doing their work, because I don't know how the conjunction is, but Saturn is also at play here. Therefore, you're going to feel the restrictiveness, but as you work through it, it's going to be extremely transformational and expansive. Which is awesome, because all of us that believe in doing inner work, that have been doing with energy, playing with energy and working through blocks and all of that fun stuff, we're used to it, right? But here in this year, the energies are going to support you to do this faster and better than ever before, as long as you're committed. So this is a time I feel that God, universe, divine energy is testing us for our commitment. How committed are you? Because there are all kinds of amazing tools available. I can't tell you how many energy workers are telling me who have been doing this stuff for decades that they can't believe how fast the energies are now. They're powerful. They're intense. And what that means is that all those people that have been working hard for years are finally going to get rewarded. So I love it. I am all for it. And very fitting that our first live call of this year is with Karen Davidson, and it is on the topic of open the gateway to the life of your dreams, 5-minute block crusher to ignite your success. I am telling you, this is going to be a phenomenal call, because those of you that have felt blocked in an area where you just, no matter what you do through your willpower or your conscious thinking, you just can't seem to get past it. You know what I'm talking about. There's just this yucky, very heavy energy, and you just, no matter what you do, you can't tackle it. And I'll talk about my own personal experience. Actually, I want to start with that, because this was so phenomenal for me, because those of you that have followed me since the beginning, since 2012, I can't tell you how many times I was told by people that I need to be on video. I need to be on video. It's in my chart. It's in my astrology also that true success will come to me if I allow myself to be seen. And here I was with a big block against wanting to be seen. I just did not like myself on video, no matter how hard I tried. My team, poor Gretchen and Nyla, had to really, like, several requests later, and I would still not make a video, even though I would make promises, I would make commitments, and I just wasn't able to keep them because I hated making videos. I had all kinds of blocks. So I worked with Karen when she and I worked together. It was a very brief session, and we worked together, and it was really interesting that she actually immediately tuned in to what was causing me distress. Even though I'd had this block for many years, but at that time it was happening currently, and she zeroed in on that, and then she removed it. And when we started, and she asked me to feel into the block, like, how blocked did I feel? It was like 99% blocked. I just absolutely did not want to do videos. I was actually quite bored with my business. I didn't want to, I had no energy, I had no zest, I felt no passion for it. Anyway, so she worked on me, and it went to 60%, then to 40%, then to 20%, and then within a couple of minutes it was at 0%. I was really shocked, like, wow, how could this have happened? And I can't remember, Gretchen is going to find out when this session was with Karen. But then, very shortly after that, this is, I'm talking about March or August, soon after that, not March, I meant July or August, my content, I started making videos, and it was very few videos in the beginning, short videos. I started making them. It started to go viral in about, I would say it was September, October. It started to go viral. Now I'm being called one of the latest sensations in Pakistan. It's so funny. I just received stats like last week from my team, 50 million impressions. 50 million, can you believe it? I mean, this is nuts. I'm loving it. I'm full of passion. I'm helping so many people right now. I can't even tell you. Each video, I'm told, I get like few hundred, if not thousands of comments, people telling me how it's changing their lives. So it's meaningful. It's fulfilling. It's full of excitement. It's full of joy. Completely 180 degrees. So I'm so grateful to you, Karen, for that amazing session that you gave me. I feel so strongly now, finally, that yes, this is now I'm fully on my purpose. That's why it's so meaningful for me. And frankly, when you have that, there is no comparison. There is no monetary abundance that compares to that, you know? It's just so deeply, deeply fulfilling. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for that. And I know there are many people that have amazing stories of their own to tell. We're going to talk to one such person today in a few minutes because she wants to share her story as well when Karen helped her. So you guys, this is truly a five-minute block crusher to ignite your success. It's really, it crushes your blocks. The way Karen is able to just tune in and immediately identify, she'll scan your energy, she'll identify where the block is, and then she's going to start working on it. Some of you are going to experience it on the live call today when we do the one-on-one. So today, what's this call about? Learn about a healing modality that works better and faster than anything you've experienced before. Find out how such fast healing is even possible and watch it live in demonstrations of divine light healing. You don't want to miss out on this. It's like having a magic wand. Discover the missing piece in your journey to success and abundance. Hint, it is not what you think. And then watch Karen use divine access, clarify and prioritize your specific blocks to success, fulfillment, and achieving your goals regardless of what you believe is keeping you from the life of your dreams. Regardless of how many other things you've tried and regardless of your history. And then very exciting, some very powerful group processes. You will experience in a group a collective divine light group healing to remove and replace the blocks to abundance in any of these areas of your life. So you will choose which block do you want to remove to career, love, happiness, money, etc., etc. And you will experience immediate shifts, very powerful. So that's going to happen. I'll announce when it's going to happen, but it will be in a little bit later in the call after we've done the one-on-one. And then she's also going to give you guys a powerful tool during this call, which is called the Reboot Igniter. So we will ask her about that too. It's a very powerful tool. So a little bit about our special guest speaker today. She is exclusively on From Heartache to Joy, and this is her. We're honored to host her for the first time. But she's been healing people, families, homes, lives, and relationships for over 35 years. She uses divine insight to get to the core block when others haven't been able to. Through divine light healing, Karen can rectify, clear, and transform those blocks into positive energy in minutes. Karen wrote the course books for EFT tapping certification. She's created over 200 energy psychology DVDs, presented all over the world, and is an international trainer for various modalities. Her humor, talent, love, and dedication not only instantly wash over you, they instill a sense of trust that she can and will help you with over 7,000 sessions to prove this. So her results are absolutely phenomenal. I just want to give you guys a heads up. This is going to be a very, very popular product, the offering today. It's going to go very fast. Her results are phenomenal. Once you hear from the people that have experienced her work and the one-on-ones, I'm telling you that all of these sessions are going to go very quickly. So we have 75 packages right now, out of which I think over 25 are already gone. So we barely have 50 left. So make sure if you resonate with her, jump in now, because this is for the group, by the way. So for the group, she can only accommodate 75 people. So you got to jump in quickly. Otherwise, she will have to open up another group, and you will be in a waiting list. So make sure that you don't wait. Welcome, my dear Karen, to the call. Super excited to have you with us.
So nice to be here, Aram, and to be able to get this out to people and help so many with all their blocks, especially, like you said, in the year 2021 with, you know, what all this crazy things that have happened. It's so nice that I have been given the gift to be able to help people without having to go back into their past and dig through all that stuff, to just help them clear and move forward. So I'm so glad to be able to be a part of From Heartache to Joy, to be able to get this out to people.
So beautiful. Love it, love it, love it. Awesome. So, my dear, I'm going to just jump right in, and I want to ask you, I know our audience really wants to know that when someone is in session with you, I mean, you get incredible results, and your accuracy is really uncanny. So when someone is in session with you, how do you find where they're blocked? Like, how do you find what is blocking them?
You know, that's what's really funny is that, you know, if my saying is, if you knew what it was, you would have fixed it by now. And, you know, we go back and we look at why am I doing this? Why am I attracting the same relationship? Why can't I make enough money? Why can't I move forward? Why don't I have enough motivation? Why can't I XYZ? Right? What is it? What is blocking me? And then you just try to really figure it out. You know, it must be because of this. And then you work on it, which is really good, like you said, commitment to working for. What I'm finding out is that because you've had this for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, whatever it is, that you kind of get it not quite right. And you're working, you might be working on something that's not exactly the pinpoint of what you should be working on. So I ask what they think first. Consciously, like, what do they consciously think their blocks are, and to whatever their goal is, and so I listen to that, because that gives me insight, and this is on a conscious level between, you know, human to human, and then I go in and use divine access, and I work on with their subconscious as well as divine access, and say, okay, guys, what is the real problem here? What is really holding this wonderful person back? And I get I refine the sentences, and sometimes it's surprising to people because they're like, oh, but it's always like people either cry or laugh because and it's funny because, like, you were talking about when I worked with you, it's always like, oh, I didn't even think that was a problem. And because you are very good at being open to change, that it was very easy for you to go, oh, well, that makes sense, let's work on that. And so it's a really wonderful thing that I can have this divine access to help you, to help people find out where their true block is, because you can't clear it until you do really know where it is. And so I get wording, and you'll hear me just be silent for a while. I might ask a question here and there, to clarify it, and then it just comes to me in like a sentence.
I love that. That is so cool. Now, you typically ask for, when you're in a session, you ask for people's, like, top five blocks. And so how do you figure out which ones are the most important ones, or which ones to prioritize?
Well, I think that's the key there, because your conscious mind is in the way, yes, but it's also very indicative of where you have the block, like where, because it's all about often what you learned in your past. Because as children, we learn things, we get things from our parents and from our teachers and from even in the womb, you know, just how we react to things. We learn to be a human. And so if I ask you what your parents said to you, for instance, you said, well, it usually sounds like I make a joke about it's a drum, but I'm bump, right? It's so like rich people are greedy. my family never had this. I'm too old. Yeah, it's always something that allow that, that is like you have this limiting belief that this is where your block is. And so if I can get your top blocks to your goal, what I do is that gives me a clear view of not only your conscious mind, but where you're going and what your past is, so that when I do divine light healing, what I'm doing is I'm working on all of them at the same time. However, I do pick one that is the most prominent, because we all have these like roots that into a single problem. So you have the one thing that grows out, and they all have these little roots. So all these little roots are your blocks. So by seeing what your blocks are, I can find the single thing that we need to work on. And that I prioritize it by not only with the divine access, but also I use muscle testing and other things. And I ask a couple questions, and I don't really listen to the words that you say when I ask the questions. I listen to your feelings, and I listen to how your energy system is reacting to that. Oh. And that's how I find what to clear, because you can't clear it unless you know what it is.
And how fast does it clear, and what happens exactly?
Well, that's when we get into the crazy situation, because you know, I've been doing this for a really long time, and I've always been saying, you know, God, divine, whatever this is, you know, I would like a magic wand. I would really like a magic wand. And
yeah.
I have over 36 certifications, learning traditions, methods that I have learned over the years. And they're all a lot, they're so good, except that it wasn't instant. And I want a magic wand. I'm sorry. I want a magic wand. And I finally found it. It's incredibly too fast. And the reason why I say it's too fast is because when you've had something, bless your heart, you've had something for, you've been dealing with it for 25 years, for 30 years, for whatever. And it's like, I don't feel like that anymore. I don't, where is it? And people get very confused because they're like, why can't I find it? I've been working on this for so long, and it's been such a problem. And then it's just not there. And it's like, whoa, it happens so fast.
Where did it go?
And then, right, because it's just a block, because your energy system is still there. You still want it. This is still your goal. You're still you. You just have this thing over top of you. So how fast is it is, you know, I do the divine light healing, and it's maybe 2 or 3 minutes, maybe not even that long. But the key is to find where it is and clear each one. So many times, and this is what I do in my sessions, you probably won't see this on this call when I do demos, because you know, I can only work on one thing at a time because of the situation. But in the session, what I'll do is we'll go deeper and we'll say, okay, what's the real problem? How can we get there? And in it still only takes a half hour. And we can just go through all these things. And in answer to your question about what happens is that people will feel at first kind of surprised, like I said, but they also get kind of woozy. They can kind of like dizzy or unfocused, and they can't find the problem. And sometimes the negative part, sometimes they get a little bit of a headache or a little bit of nausea if they're really good at moving quickly. And that'll go away after the session. And so what I always tell people is you're building new neural pathways with this. And so afterwards, what's the best thing to do is to just do nothing, you know, go do dishes or take a walk or something like that. And mm-hmm. so that you're not thinking about what the heck just happened to me, because you want the new neural pathways to be stronger than the old ones that you've been doing for the last 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it is. And the key is like, if you, and you're a good example, Aaron, I'm sorry to keep bringing you up, but you really are a good example because you are so open to change. You are so open to healing. Yeah. So there's very little resistance with you. I mean, very little.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's the resistance that slows things down, and that's the resistance. And it's not necessarily your fault. You know, the resistance. It could be something like, you know, if I let this go, they'll get away with it. Well, guess what? They've already gotten away with it. And do you want to carry that around for them? And it's if people can just learn. And I do have something that I would like to say to everyone right now, if they could just do this with me, because while I'm talking, I can't help it, but I start healing everybody on the call. And whatever their, what I would like them to write down their block and their goal, just so that while I'm talking, that they can, that that it will be worked on. And it will also happen in the replay, which I'm very glad to be able to do. And so it's like, what is my block and what is my goal? What is blocking me from that? And I would everyone like to just close their eyes and say out loud to themselves, I am of source. I ground myself to the earth. I accept this healing for my highest and best interest. I'm grateful.
I'm grateful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Together, divine. And just breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And we do that three times. Relax your shoulders on the out-breath. And I'm just going to say it one more time, because sometimes people don't like to say yes until they have heard it again first. So I'm just going to say this quickly. I am of source. I ground myself to the earth. I accept this healing for my highest and best interest. I'm grateful. Thank you. Together, divine. So now what you're doing is you're allowing yourself to help heal. I got a lot of help. I mean, it's not just Karin doing this. It's all Karin's masters, teachers, guides, angels, and yours all working together to help you, because I could never do this by myself. So if you just do that, then it will happen more quickly than you realize. And if you can, I call it this. It's like if what this work is if you have a if you have Lake Arum, you know, or Lake Karin, right? If you take a gallon or even 30 gallons out of Lake Arum or Lake Karin of problems, and you won't really notice it unless it's like just a small container, then you'll notice it. So what happens sometimes is you'll be like, oh, I haven't lost my – I used to lose my keys all the time. I haven't lost my keys in like 2 months. How did that happen? Oh, I didn't react to that person like I usually do. Oh, my mother that I haven't talked to in 15 years called me. Oh, I didn't get mad at that. And so there's a lot of other things that happen around what you really want that is beneficial outside of your particular goal, which then helps your particular goal, because many times they I get from guides that you have to clear this first, Karin. I know they want this to be cleared, but this won't leave until you clear this. And so I kind of do that at the same time. I don't even bother telling my clients. I just say, oh, okay, I got to clear that first. And so you'll notice all these other things that get to happen around you when you think that all you want is to get the job or whatever it is, which what you or call or shame is. You know, you think it's just about, you know, I need to get the job. And it's actually much more than that. And all that, and luckily, I'm grateful that all that happens at the same time.
So beautiful. My question was going to be that, how is divine light healing different from all the other stuff that's out there, you know, for creating success and creating the life that we desire? A lot of people follow, like, Abraham Hicks, The Secret. A lot of it you already answered, because it's you, if you know, you answered how you do divine light healing. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that, Karin?
Well, absolutely. And I was, when I watched The Secret, it was just, you know, a long time ago. And I was like, that, oh, no, they're missing this big thing. They're missing the biggest part of the law of attraction, because the law of attraction is just like the law of gravity. I mean, it's just like you use it and you drop a pen and it falls on the ground. And so the law of attraction is just a wave that you send out. But the wave that you send out is also your limiting beliefs. It's like, oh, I want $1 million. Well, if you don't believe you can have $1 million, you're not going to have it. Oh, I want to be on video and I want to get out there because that's what everybody's telling me, but I can't. And so you're, as soon as you say I can't or I don't want to, then you're sending that wave out into the law of attraction. And I've, you know, one time I was just like, I just say, like, Abraham, why don't you teach this? And darn if they didn't come to me. And they're like, hi. I'm like, oh, hi. And
no.
I'm like, how you doing? And I'm like, there's a lot of you. And so I'm like, why are you? You asked this question. I'm like, okay. So I was like, let me take advantage of the situation. And I said, why don't you teach the blocks? Why don't you know you're excellent at teaching the law of attraction, and you're excellent at the vortex and all that stuff, but you don't teach how to go over the blocks that are stopping the people from utilizing the vortex. And they said, the funny thing was, well, that's your job. And I just laughed out loud. And
wow.
I was like, but well, that's your job. I was like, can't argue with that, huh?
So that is,
I was like,
so
okay.
Cool.
It is so cool. And I was like, hey, I'm just going to listen to anyone. Why not listen to Abraham? And so it was like I had been thinking about that. Nobody's teaching that you got to clear the blocks first, because if you believe that you can't be successful, you're not going to be successful. I don't care how many affirmations you throw in the wind. It's just not going to happen.
I agree.
So I dedicated my life to clearing the blocks for people, finding them, of course, because you got to find them to clear them. And so that they can be the best they can be, and they can get into the vortex, as Abraham says, and they can utilize the law of attraction. Because if they don't clear the blocks, it can't happen. And so the reason it's different is, you know, the divine access is the ability to find the block, is to ask the right questions. And for all my years experience, learning how to ask the right questions and defining what the right wording is. And then the divine light healing is just, well, that's everything I've ever learned in all the years. And it's so much of a process of what I'm doing, you know, with past lives and ancestral and generational and what's blocking you now and the things that happened to your childhood and the things that happened prenatally. And you know, you learn from in the womb and in your childhood and all the crap that you went through in your childhood and all your perceptions and all of this. It makes you, but also blocks you. And so when I'm using divine light healing, I'm doing all of that at the same time, which is why I'm silent. And because I can't do it
cool.
and talk at the same time. And so that's what's different. And people need to clear their blocks before they can get what they want.
So I know that our audience is really anxiously waiting to try this out and do the one-on-ones, and we'll do those in a few minutes, you guys. So remember, you have to be on the phone line and you have to press *2 to raise your hand. Because this is interactive, as you can tell, as Karen was explaining it, you have to be on the phone. She has to be able to talk to you. So make sure you get on the phone now and then press *2, okay? I have one more question I want to ask you before we do the one-on-ones, and that is, does this work? Does divine light healing ever not work? Like, what makes people return to old habits? Do they ever return to old habits, limiting beliefs, and old way of doing things, even if they really, really want to change?
That's the hard part. People think they want things so much, and there's two things that I want to say about that. No, it doesn't ever not work. But it's going to work on what needs to be worked on first. And so if you have a problem that you don't know that is blocking you, that goes away first, because you can't get to there because there's too much sludge. You know, there's a moat, and we have to get through the moat to get to the castle. And, you know, sometimes that's a hard thing to do, because you think, well, I wanted this, but look at all the great things that your life has done before that. You know, look at the things that has changed along with the thing that you wanted. And what makes people return to old habits is the idea of, this can't be real. This can't be something that just goes away that fast. And so if you start doubting it, and you know, I can work through that. I mean, honestly, I can, like, overcome that. But then you're wasting my time, I mean, our time, where we being all the helpers in the sky and everything to help you heal and get whatever you want. If we spend 3 minutes, say we have 5 minutes, we spend 3 minutes on getting through the resistance and 2 minutes on helping you. Imagine if we had the whole 5 minutes on helping you. And so the more open you can be, the better it is. So, no, it doesn't ever not work. But it's so difficult because you've tried so hard to fix this and stop this. And when it happens so fast, you just don't believe it. And does it work even if you don't believe it? Sure. It works better if you do believe it. So if you're just open to it, if a person truly wants to change, they have to also understand and accept that they have these blocks. They have to go like, okay, I see you. I see my resistance. Mm-hmm. I see that my father was a craphead and that he put me down mm-hmm. all the time. And I see that I took that in and I'm willing to let that go. And I see that I'm mean to people and I'm angry because, you know, I'm defending myself. Okay, I see that and I'm willing to let that go. And that just helps it faster. So it doesn't ever not work. It just sometimes to some people, and luckily it's a very few amount of people. I don't think your audience is like that. I think the people that are listening to
our audience is really awesome and advanced. They're very open to energy healing. So they're very open to all of that. And what I hear from you is something that's so resonating with me, Karen, because one of the things I think that over the past few years, because of all the self-development and the new age and new thought and all that movement, one of the things that we have really become accustomed to listening and hearing is, oh, I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be happier, actually. And I deserve. Okay. And that's true, but what happened to taking responsibility? Responsibility was a beautiful thing that kind of got, out of fashion. It was like,
right.
I just deserve everything, so just give me a quick fix pill. Wonderful healer, it's your job to fix me, and I'm just going to show up, and I'm not going to take responsibility.
Can I tell
and
you a quick story about that?
Thing.
Right.
Sure.
I had a client who was agoraphobic that hadn't left her house in 15 years. And we did the healing, and I said, have you walked out of your house? She said, no. I said, why not? She said, I'm waiting for me to be okay. And I said, but you are okay. She said, yeah, but I'm waiting for me to be okay. I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to put your toes out your door. I don't want you to walk outside. What happens is after she put her toes out the door, she sent me a Google map of her entire block. Now, this is 15 years she hasn't walked out of her house. And she put a red line about mm-hmm. how she walked, and she had a really big, like, New York block. And she walked around the entire block, running into, having to talk to people, which was she was afraid of, seeing animals and cars and people when she just didn't know, that's what she was afraid of. And so she showed me that she walked around her entire block. And if she hadn't stepped out, she would have never have known.
Mm.
And so there's a part of you that has to go, okay. I need to step forward. There's a part that I have to do.
Yes. Yes. And that is so important. And that's the thing I want this beautiful audience to realize as well, because I think we were all kind of doing that, everything brings a lot of benefits. And then there's sometimes other things take us by surprise, which were not so beneficial. So all this amazing visualization and I deserve to be happy and all of that, what kind of I see that in a lot of people is that they just expect, like what you said, they're just waiting to be okay. You are okay. And yes, you had a block. You were still okay. And now you got to do something about it. Like what you said, Karen. I mean, that's exactly what I did after our session. You said, don't think about it. Just trust that it's happening and go do your stuff. And I did my stuff. I did make the videos. I did do all those other things. I had no idea it was going to go viral like that. I think I even told you that if 10 women are able to change their lives in 6 months, then I feel like I've done something. It's going to be very fulfilling. Well, 6 months later, it's millions of people that have watched the videos and thousands.
It's
who have
so terrific.
Their lives.
That's
it's
so
phenomenal.
Terrific.
Phenomenal. Yeah, and it was phenomenal. Thank you for that. I want to quickly now, I can talk to you all day long because this is just, I just resonate with it so much. I want to talk to Shami and because she wants to talk about what happened when she worked with you, and then we're going to take callers. So I see a lot of people jumped in, raised their hands. So we will first talk to Shami. So let me unmute you, Shami, and you are now unmuted. You're calling from Saudi Arabia, of all the places. You have no block, sister. Hello, Shami. Okay, let me unmute because I see you on two lines, so it could be that the other line is going to work, hopefully. All right. You are unmuted again. Can you hear me?
Hi, Erin. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
How are you, dear?
Oh, perfect. I'm good. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
I have
so many things to tell you. Tell us.
I don't know where to begin. Honest to God, I do not know. That's the hardest part. Where do I begin? And Karin knows me. So, like Karin mentioned, I originally, everything you guys discuss is pretty much a typical story. I came to Karin having one problem, focusing on one problem, and it was the job situation. And honest to God, little did I know the underlying causes that caused me so much misery for 4 freaking years. And I just could not, for the love of me, pinpoint them. And I thought, you know, all my life problems are going to be fixed. All I need is a job. I don't know why am I not getting a job. But at the same time, of course I knew. I was literally petrified from sending my resume because when I left off my job, I had a lot of, you know, family problem, family trauma. I had to move countries, was so much in debt, and just there's a lot of whole things piling up. And with the time passing by, years are added to my resume. Years are added to my gap years. We're not talking about a year or two. We're talking about 4 years. And here I am thinking, oh, my God, I'm never going to get a job again. I'm too old. Nobody will want me. And instead of actually pursuing any options, I kind of crumbled in this bubble of just fear and shame and self-loathing and self-hate and lack of self-worth. I mean, honest to God, you name it. And that list just kept going on and on and on and on. It was just endless. I just felt so trapped. There's just no way out. I was, honest to God, smothered. And then I meet Karin out of the blue, honest to God, like an answer to a prayer. And, yes, we indeed worked on my job situation. And just for the job aspect, I had to go through a lot of healing processes. Like, but the amazing thing about it is that, okay, I show up and, granted, the job is my main concern. But guess what? I had to really work on value, self-value. I had to really work on releasing some trauma. I had to really work on me being delusional and actually realizing that I'm coming to the world out of scarcity, out of fear, out of lack, out of, you know, just coming onto the world strongly with a very, very bad place. So the beautiful thing is that it literally, like, I swear to God, sometimes I'm afraid to sound like an infomercial because it's just so surreal. It really is so unreal. So it's like I have to be,
wow.
I don't know, I want to make it sound so realistic, but in one session, we kind of worked on value, self-value. And I'm like, oh, my God, what was wrong with me? Like, how did I even get myself to think about myself that way? What happened? How did I forget all the amazing things and opportunity that I've done before? How did I even get here? I couldn't know. Mm-hmm. And then we worked on that, and I can immediately notice the shift, just like you, like, you know, I felt a little thing here or there, like, you know, a little bit woozy, a little bit disoriented. And then, you know, all this clarity the next day, all this grounding, all this self-assurance feeling. And then, all right, wow, okay, on to the next. And so on and so forth until I build it up, until we finally got to the job section, the job problem. And honest to God, Aram, oh, my God. So that day when I finally got to the issue. Finally, I wanted to work on the job issue now. I had a session with Karin, and literally right after the session, I was like, all right, I'm going to sit down and do this. And this is the part where everybody, yes, they're going to get through miracles, but there's a little bit of work that they have to get doing, right? So I sat down, started applying for 40 plus jobs. Before, when I go through a job posting and then read the job specification, for example, I would honestly cringe. I was like, oh my God, no, if I applied for this, like I'll be a fraud. They'll think that I'll know how to do this, but I don't. But now when after Karin's session, I'm sitting here, I was like, oh my God, yes, of course I could do this. Of course. And I apply for another one and apply, and I just kept applying like crazy. I'm like, of course, oh my, I can't believe I'm finding all these jobs all of a sudden. I mean, honest to God, I don't like, it really is real. This is really what happened. I don't know how on earth was that not possible to me before. But all of a sudden, I'm like, focused, right on point. Nothing is stopping me. Feeling just unbeatable,
so cool.
Undefeated. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And right when that happened, you know, the funny part is, it's interesting. Like my industry, I was in the oil industry, petroleum engineer, right? So of course it's the most difficult to be out of that industry for 4 years and then come back right into it, right? I was in the business industry in the tech department especially. So I mean, you can imagine how hard it is, realistically how hard it is to get right back, right? And I also had an interest about functional medicine, the health industry, wanted to help, you know, I've always been intrigued into helping people look at their health problems in the right way and guide them through
totally
the right
related fields, right?
Yes.
Totally related
fields. Yeah. So, you know what's the funniest thing ever, which again gets to a whole nother topic about law of attraction. I'll talk about it in a minute. Ironically, all these 40 jobs, right? All these 40 plus jobs that I applied for. Granted, I got a lot of calls. I got a lot of people interested. But the two calls that I literally got, one was in the health industry and one was in the petroleum industry. And guess what?
Wow.
They actually did not come in from me applying to the job, going in and giving in my resume. It literally almost... I swear to God, I want to say out of the blue. I want to say it's through the divine light healing, but that's the only way to explain it. It turns out there's a guy that was trying to reach me that known me before, like 4 years ago, and knew how I operated and kind of heard about my work and whatever. And basically, he's been trying to, you know, locate me for these years, and he couldn't get my contact. And out of the blue, he met somebody Yes, I swear, I was cocooned. I was hiding. And right when I went out to the universe, not necessarily to my own network or whatever, he actually found me. And it's literally a job that I could not have dreamed of. I was like, and the other health industry, my brother happened to have an accident, and I kind of, you know, helped out, took care of all his paperwork and taking him to appointment and getting him back and so on and so forth. And this doctor just happened to meet me in his appointment, and he said, hey, how do you like to have this new project? How do you like to be a part of it? And it's completely new, it's unconventional, and it's a new thing. And I'm like, oh my God.
So this, which one did you end up taking?
Honestly, I'm literally like down to those two, and I'm in the process of negotiating my, like, no joke, I swear.
Oh my God.
I just got
cool.
The confirmation for my offer just before, honest to God, just before the call. And it's just like,
oh my God, that's so
exciting. It's insane. It is so insane. I promise it's insane. And that is another thing that, honest to God, Karin helped me learn. The law of attraction thing, just like you guys, when I heard it 2008, and when it was like 7 or something, and it was like trending, and it, you know, it gives you this high, and it makes you feel like everything is possible. All you have to do is like freaking sit down and meditate and go try a car and sniff
and
the leather.
Visualize,
and and it's just going to magically show up. I mean, there is a lot of, I mean, honest to God, with me getting the job, yeah, it does work. But guess what? You really do have to do the work. And before that, you really do need to work on your blog. Exactly.
The law of attraction. I mean, well, first I want to say thank you so much, Amy. I love the energy that you are in right now, your excitement.
You.
This is that energy of awe and wonder. And trust me, ride this as much as you can, because when you stay in this energy, like, this is so awesome.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Awesome. it keeps coming to you. If you can live in this energy, the universe keeps gifting you again and again. Thank you so much, and congratulations. We're so happy for you.
Thank you.
Lots of love, sweetheart.
Love you, darling.
Lots of love. Thank you. You know, this is. I just want to say here very quickly that while the law of attraction did do a lot of good because it did open up the doors for so many people, I was also one of those in the beginning who got very excited, and it kind of started my journey on the self-development area. And I soon found out that the law of attraction or the secret were just the, you know, the tip of the iceberg, and there is a big iceberg. And then I connected with, as many of FHTJ listeners know, Chris Atwood has been my mentor for, gosh, I don't know, 6 or 7 years now. And he was actually the coach for Rhonda Burns. He was the one that made all the connections to the experts that then were featured in her book and her documentary. And they all agree, I've interviewed a lot of them, most of them on my show, and they all agree that that was just part of the information. So, woohoo, this is so exciting. And I want to say that I love Shami's energy, and she was saying this is insane. It's actually sane. It's the sanest thing that is happening. This is how the universe is supposed to be operating. This is how life is supposed to be when you actually clear those blocks. Because it is all energy. When the block is removed, guess what? The universe knows how to make those connections happen, how that person, you know, knew someone who knew someone who knew someone. The universe knows exactly how to make that happen. So once the block is removed, then you're just like, oh, my goodness, wow, this is a crazy ride. But it is actually the sanest thing, because this is how the universe operates. This is that the law of attraction, or the law of nature, or whatever you want to call it, law of manifestation. This is how it operates. So are you ready, Karen, to talk to some people now?
Let's do it. Yay.
All right. So the way we do it, I'm going to take the first 30, and if you give me the pick a number, and
14.
I will just unmute that person.
14.
Okay, that was quick. Let's go with number 14. Area code. I'm sorry?
I just want to let them know that so all the people that call, I need your goal and your block. So be ready to tell me those two things.
Two things, the goal and the block. Why do you think you're blocked? All right, so 812 area code. You are now unmuted.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, who's there?
Hello. This is Mary Jo.
Hi, Mary Jo.
Hi,
so what's
Mary
your
Jo.
Goal, dear, and why do you think you're blocked?
My goal is happiness, and I think my block is probably self-loathing or self-sabotage.
Okay. So this is a very global thing. I'm going to first ask you, how do you know you would be happy? How do you know that that you're happy? What makes you happy? How do you know that, like, oh, I'm happy?
Freedom.
I'm sorry? Freedom?
Freedom.
Being free of
the legal battles with my ex and the narcissistic abuse.
Okay. Yeah, narcissism is a hard thing. Okay. And why do you think that you're self-sabotaging? Do you fall into the pattern of find yourself needing, so narcissism is like making you feel good and then putting you down. And so it feels like that you feel like you need to, you like the part of the feeling good about yourself. And that's the self-sabotage, as you keep going back the way he makes you feel about yourself. And there's also, yes, there's a legal battle and stuff like that, but I think the underlying problem is that you just want to feel important. You just want to feel important to somebody, to yourself. Would that be true?
Yes.
Okay. So let's clarify this. So the block is that, one second while I be quiet and find out. Okay, so the block is I need another person to make me feel good. And what that means is that I need somebody else to tell me I'm right, I'm good, I'm worthwhile. Worthwhile is a very, yeah, not good, feel worthwhile. All right, so on a scale of 0 to 100, how, let's go with the negative. How true is it I need another to make me feel worthwhile?
How true is that?
Yeah, 100. Is it 10%, 100%, 90%? I need another one. I need another person to make me feel worthwhile, or I rely on another person to make me feel worthwhile.
I would say that's true. 100% true.
Okay, so 100%?
Or 90%?
90. Okay. All right, 80. Give me a minute.
But it's 70. It keeps going down.
Yeah, I can just go down because I'm working with you already. I'm sorry that happens to me all the time. So hold on a second. Let me just be quiet and I'll just keep it going down. All right, when we start getting down into like the 30s and 20s, what happens is the positive comes. All right, the positive comes up. And so so I'm just going to switch from that because you're already doing really well with that. So how much is your happiness relying on somebody else?
Zero. My happiness.
That's terrific. Okay.
Wow.
So that's terrific.
Yeah.
And so,
you're lost. You're like, how did that happen?
Yeah, let me just re-strengthen that for 1 minute. Yeah, she's in that phase of like the fuzzy phase, like the how what? It's like I don't. How does that work?
Yeah.
So let me just strengthen that. Okay, Mary Jo. Congratulations, you move really fast.
Thank you.
This is wonderful.
How do you feel, honey? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling dizzy and flushed. I can feel energy moving. And happy. You're happy.
Awesome. 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 I love it. That's so cool. It's very normal to feel kind of like, what? What just happened? What is this? It's very normal. Congratulations. Keep me posted, okay? I want to hear what happens next. That was beautiful.
Mary Jo, you made me all
great
emotional.
Job.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. That is so beautiful. I can't imagine what it must be like to see this, Karen, you know, in other people's lives. It's just such powerful work when they've had something for so long.
Yeah. I call them Hallmark tears. I just get, you know, like, it's just so wonderful.
It really is. It's so beautiful. All right, let's work with another person. Give me another number, please.
Do you have a 36 or no?
I have a 32.
Okay.
I just had a feeling you're going to ask me to go to the last person. I also had that exact feeling. I'm very connected to you right now for sure. All right, 973 area code, 973.
Hello?
You are on.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
What's your name, dear?
Oh, my goodness. I was on the computer. I just tuned in my phone and raised my hand, which I normally don't do. Thank you, Aram, for all you do. My name is Marie.
You're so welcome.
Ooh. Ooh, this energy is intense.
All right, Marie.
Ooh.
Well, your energy was intense because we both picked up on it. So what is your number one goal, and what do you think is blocking you?
Well, it's very similar. It's a narcissistic relationship. being drained and held back. And I don't like to say this, but a lot of people on the other side come around for help. And one of them is this individual's mother who refuses to move on. She had dementia when in the body. So however, whatever you're able to ascertain or assist with.
What is your goal? You want
to be free, to liberate myself from this sort of a bondage.
And what is the bondage?
The entanglement, it feels like. It's like just being bombarded by these energies.
So you're in this relationship with the narcissist and you're entangled in it. Does this mean you can't leave? Or you keep getting drawn back?
Yes.
They're not in the body, right? They're just spirits.
His mother. His mother is out of the body.
Oh.
But yes. Okay. He and his mother are entangled, and I'm in the middle every time I try to get away from it. I'm pulled back.
Okay, I can help with that a little bit, but this is actually a session.
This is something I can't do in
5 minutes. But I can make you feel better, so let me just get you to the point of knowing that you can get out of this. So 0 to 100%, how much do you think right now that you're able to get out of this, like get out of this situation? And it'll probably be low.
Right now, I'm feeling so, it's so intense, I'm not even sure if I'm feeling the good stuff or the goodness of being generated here. I would say maybe a 7.
Okay, so it's 7% of being able. Well, you got to remember that once you decide and once you get on, when you start working with me, before you even come talk to me, I'm lucky enough that my guides, angels, masters, and teachers start working with you as soon as you make that decision. So as soon as you make the decision to, you know, work with me, things start happening, which is very cool. So let me just I'd like to work on as I can get out of this. I can get out of this. I'm not – you feel like a victim. I am a victim of this. And so and I can't pull myself out of it. So let me just work on that, all right?
Okay,
so
thank you.
Your goal is to – I can get out of this. That's what we're going to work on. We're going to try to make that up. All right, hold on. There's a little bit of a thing there blocking it. Let me just work a little bit on that. All right, so 0 to 100%, I can get out of this. How possible is it?
100%.
Okay. Even if you don't know how, I want to make it a point with that. That's beautiful, Marie. I want to make a point of that that. Knowing that you can get out of it and knowing how are two different things.
Yes.
Because the universe will take care of it. The universe will take care of it.
Okay.
And so that you 100% just know that you can get out of this changes everything.
Yes.
Good
I felt
job.
A shift.
Wow.
I felt the shift. Ooh, yes.
Yeah. Thank how you. Do you feel
Ooh.
Now?
Relieved.
Awesome.
She was holding her breath. She was like holding her breath forever.
Yes.
And it feels like she's
like
can breathe
Beautiful.
Now.
Yes.
Awesome. Make sure you get that package, my dear. This is going to be so helpful to you.
Thank
sure you.
I
get
really
that. Awesome
it.
Job.
Thank
and
you.
And drink water after this. There's a lot. You got to move things with water. So hydrate yourself. Mary Jo,
Thank
too.
Thank you so much.
And
Thank
also
you.
Everybody on the call, because whether or not you have the same problem or not, you will – you know, my team is working with you because you're on this call and the replay too. So just make sure you hydrate stuff so that you can, and then take a walk or something like that, because things are shifting, even if I don't work directly with you.
All right. I appreciate this so
Beautiful.
Much. Thank you.
Thank
awesome,
you, Marie.
Awesome. You're so welcome. All right. Let's talk to one more person, and then we're going to talk about the details of the package. And then when we come back, if we have time to work with more people, we will, because remember, we have some powerful group stuff to do as well. All right, so let's go ahead and unmute one more person. Give me a number, please.
7.
Number 7 is area code 416.
Yay!
You're unmuted. Hi, who's this?
It's Alexis. Can you hear me?
Hi, Alexis.
Hi,
how
Alexis.
Are you? Yes, we
Great.
Can hear you.
The call is wonderful. So my issue is I self-sabotage myself with my constant overeating. I know I'm going to feel sick the next day, and I keep doing it. And my goal is to have self-control, to feel peace inside.
Okay. All right, hold on. I'm sorry, could you say your name again?
Alexis.
Huh. You learned this from somebody. Because I lost your name. So you learned this coping skill. Overeating is often a coping skill to deal with things. And so I don't know if somebody's in your family. I mean, I can find out. Again, that would be a session thing. But I can this so that you know it's not yours. That you know that this overeating is just a coping skill that you learned, and the peace inside that you're looking for is already inside you. It's just that you have learned from generational or ancestral or parents or something like that overeating is a good coping skill. It feels like literally somebody you knew in your childhood made you feel better with that. All you need is to have a good meal and you'll be fine. And, all right, so what I'm going to do, so your goal isn't really peace inside. Your goal is, hold on. Yeah, this happens a lot. Because you're so concentrating on the overeating, it's not really overeating, it's just wanting. It's the wanting you don't want. And so that is not really peace inside. That's more like this is not what I want to turn to. I'm tired. I'm so tired of having to turn to this. So how tired are you of turning to food?
10.
All right. So 10 for me is 100%. Yes.
Yes. 100%.
Okay. Let me work on that a bit. So that I can clear that up, because you're so focused on tired of turning to food that you don't have a choice. So one second. Oh, my goodness, Aram, your audience moves so fast. So great.
Yeah, they're amazing.
So great. All right, so I'm going to change the wording to how are there other options for you to – How do you feel about there are now other options for me to deal with my discontent or my, emotional ups and downs?
7.
So 70%. All
yes.
Right, that's good. So this is what did I just – I sometimes don't remember what I just said. I have
– Other options.
I have other options. Yeah, that's the key to deal – with my ups and downs. And the key is that it's not your emotional discontent or things like that. It's really just your ups and downs. And so that's nice for you to know, because it's not like a somebody who turns to drinking all day. Yours is just like you want a stasis. You want more normalcy. And so anything that goes up or down above that normalcy, you turn to food because it gets your mind off of it. It gives you peace inside. That's what gives you peace inside is the food. So I'm going to work again on, I have other options to deal with my ups and downs. One second. Okay, there was a shift there. All right, so I'm feeling you're getting confused now, like what is my other options? So I don't want you to think about it right now. I just want you to go like, oh, there is other options. And I want you to concentrate on that, because then you won't limit the universe to what your options are. So 0 to 100%, how true is it that you have other options to deal with your ups and downs?
90%.
Okay, 1 second. All right, you have a little bit of self-doubt. Again, I don't have time to deal with all the resistance right now, but I can help it a little bit, so give me a second. And by the way, when I say resistance, it's usually not your fault. It's just there. Yeah, yeah. I can probably get it up a little more. You'll still, all right, so here's what you'll do. You'll be like, huh, I guess I don't have to. And that'll be enough for right now. So 0 to 100%, I have other options to deal with my ups and downs.
100%.
Terrific. Good job. All right, let me just strengthen that a minute. And while I do this, Aram, you can talk. If you want.
Well, I just love how quickly she went from feeling 100%, I have no options, to feeling 100%, I have options. That is just so cool. And you know, honey, okay. Perception creates reality. This is powerful energy stuff. You just shifted your reality completely.
Good job, Alexis. You were very open.
Yeah, as we're speaking, I'm buying the package, so... Thank you very much.
Good.
You were amazing.
I'd love to help you more.
Yes, you were amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you're amazing too, my dear. Thank you, love. All right. Let's do some more amazing stuff together because you are all amazing. Remember that. Each and every one of us is amazing. It has amazing gifts. And if we can tap into those, and this is, like I said, the universe is ready for those leaders, for those, really, I mean, this is an incredible time. I mean, nobody even needs to tell us that anymore, right? I mean, 2020 taught us that. It's like nothing is going to be the same anymore, nothing. And this is a new world. We are in it. And there are going to be trailblazers. There are people that are required now that your gifts, they are required now. You got to get out there, guys. You all. We got to get out there. We got to start doing stuff that we came here to do. So these blocks, it's no wonder. I'm always amazed at the kind of healers that show up on FHTJ platform. So in sync with what is happening in the world. So I'm not surprised at all that we have Karen, who has this incredible modality to literally bust through blocks, where in seconds you're just, you know, removing some of your oldest blocks that you have not yet been able to do, because the energies are here to support us now, because that's what's needed. So the universe is going to support you because the universe needs you to do this. How cool is that? So
absolutely,
let's go to let's do this. All right. So orderjoy2020.com/Karin, K-A-R-I-N, or just press the special offer button on the webcast or later on the replay. Remember, you guys, I just want to remind you that what we did talk about, what Karin and I talked about, she's here to help you. She's got the tools. You just saw that happening with other members. You got to do your part. You know, action trumps all. You got to do your part. You got to raise your hand and tell the universe, I am ready. Whatever you have in store for me, whatever amazing things I'm supposed to be doing, I'm ready. And you do that, you raise your hand by stepping in, by stepping up and doing the work, which is what Karin is bringing for you. So I'm going to let Karin describe what she's got in store for us and look at all these incredible case studies. These were all people that actually went through this program. We requested Karin to do a beta program. All these testimonials are from that. So read those after the call. Go through them. Listen to people's stories. But right now we're going to listen to what she's got for us in package A and then package B.
I'm really grateful, too, that all my testimonials are people who want to help other people. They really want to, like Shami, they really want – they feel so much better that they want other people to feel so much better. And I'm grateful that I'm able to do that. So I just want to thank all the people who did.
Well, that's what you did with me too, Karin. That's what you did with me too, because my videos are, daily, even during this call, I was getting notifications from people that said I watched such and such video and, you know, it's life changing. And I get like hundreds of these a day now. It's crazy. And I wanted 10 women.
Well,
we can't do it
all by ourselves.
I wanted to help 10 women. Like, no.
It's so great. Yeah. I mean, because together we can change the world, right? And so, you know, let's get people to be the best that they can be so that they can do the best they can do. And that's all that matters. And
exactly.
So the group healing, I have 4 sessions of those. And the key is that, you know, I can do healing in a group session, but I also work with, I'm going to give some demos. And remember, every time I do a demonstration, that it's phenomenal how it always happens I call the brain Google something. What I mean by that is, like, if this isn't like particularly correct for you with a demonstration, then your mind Googles like, okay, here's what it means for me. And so you get the healing from the demonstration, even though it's not exactly your stuff. And so that's why I love group healing sessions, because everybody benefits. And during that time, I'm also going to, you know, help you define what your block is, you know, help you figure out, because we've all thought about, you know, what the heck is wrong with us, right? So, and all the self-help books and all the things that we've done and all the healers that we've been to and all the things we've tried to figure out and all the methods that we've gone through and all the meditations that we've gone through. So what I want to do is help that process get shorter so that you can actually pinpoint. And that's another thing. On each of the four group healings, on each one, I'm going to go through, and this is why it's limited at 75, because I'm going to go through and identify everybody's block. You get to tell me live, you know, what you think your block is. I will pinpoint it. And then the very last group healing session is part of the miracle blockbuster, which will help you work on yourself. So as long as you have the right wording, the miracle blockbuster will allow you to work on yourself as I work on your particular problem and your particular block. So that you can take this for your other blocks, because I don't know about you, but I don't just have one problem, right? We all have like, oh, I wish this and this and this, and it's not just one thing, right? You have like 16 mm-hmm. things that you wish you could make better. And so by using the Miracle Block Remover, which is in both packages, you're going to be able to clear your own blocks. But the group sessions are to help you find out what that block is. And the last one is to truly teach you how to utilize that for the best of your ability, because you can just listen to that and follow along and it'll be good. But I'm going to teach you how to really use that to amplify your results and to be able to take that away from the group after the group sessions and after me, so that you can work on things that you have yourself. And as you saw, so that's package A, where you get the 4 group healings. The package B is a session with me. And, like you've heard on some of the calls, sometimes, you know, I run into things, or we run into things that have a lot of tentacles on it, or have a lot of other things connected to it. And so we bounce around a lot. And many of us have learned so much and have just shoved so many things into our little cubby hole of what's wrong with me. And there's so many things that we just need to get rid of. And it's just, you know, it's like it's a bowl of spaghetti. You just got to find what's in the middle. And I love these group calls. I love being on these shows to help people and to heal people in a group setting, which I will do at the end of this call too. I'm going to have a group healing. And it's wonderful. But when I work with an individual, what happens is it's about you. You know, it's about where you are. And you don't need to Google, because I'm Googling for you. And my divine access, I'm grateful for that. You know, I get to find exactly what it is that is blocking you, because law of attraction will just take care of it. You know, once you stop sending out those negative limiting beliefs, once you stop sending out, I'm not good enough, you know, rich people are greedy, you know, I can't do this, I always attract the wrong person. Once you stop those, like, you know, you look in the mirror and like all the negative self-talk happens, right? And once that stops, once you can get rid of that, then you're sending out the waves for simply the law of attraction to take effect. And so if it's specifically you, I get the opportunity. And thank goodness it's so fast. I'm always about safe, efficient, and fast. And, you know, that's why I wanted my magic wand, like I said in the beginning, is because it's got to be easier. It's got to be easier. You know, there's got to be a different way. And so being able to do this so quickly in a half-hour session, I can find out so much and be able to give you so much and clear so much that I'm extremely grateful for doing that. And so if you can do the package, and let me tell you, the Aram has, you know, forced me into giving you a really good deal, which is fine, which is great because
that.
It's great because it's all about giving back to the world, and you know, take advantage of this because you know I can't, you know, I got to pay my mortgage and stuff like that. I'm a real person, and this is an opportunity for me to give back to the world and help a lot of people, and please do that. Please help yourself and allow me to help you. So the package one is the group healings. Package two, or the B, is the group healings plus a session. So whatever you can do, you know, whatever you want to do, the group healings will help you greatly. And plus you'll get the miracle blockbuster to help yourself on your own. But if you can do the session, let's pinpoint on you because you are important.
Beautiful. And what about the Miracle Igniter, which is the belief installation code that is in Package A, therefore in Package B as well? Tell us a little bit about that.
That's what I was talking about is the blockbuster. The Igniter is what I'm going to do today. And so if everybody's ready.
They get that in the package as well.
Yes, of course. They get the wording because you need to use the wording. You need to use the wording of this reboot igniter every morning and every evening. So in the package, you get the wording so that you can say it out loud. Because if you say it in your mind and you think it, it's one thing. But when you say it out loud, it's very good. And so I'm gonna give it to everybody right now. But it's included in, you know, to write it down. And I will also do it on all the group calls. And so if everyone's ready, can I do it now, Aram?
Of course, yes.
Okay, so I want to clear everybody, and to do that, I'd like you to take the palms of your hand and put it on something inanimate. Now, if you are a person that is in a good weather, you can put it on. You can use a tree, and that trees are part of us. Part of their job is to help us release things, just like earthing and things like that. So you can use a tree, but in your house, choose something inanimate because it's going to really release a lot. You don't want to hurt anything animate, you know, that's alive. So just put your palms on something inanimate and say this out loud. We're going to say this three times. Anything that is not mine and I don't need is leaving me now. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. And some people will feel tingling in their arms. And we're going to do it again. Anything that is not mine or I don't need is leaving me now. And through your nose, relax your shoulders and the breath out. One more time. Anything that is not mine or I don't need is leaving me now. Okay, now keep your eyes closed. And just say, yes, I agree to this. I command, confirm, intend, and allow that my cells regenerate, renew, and be replaced with the healthiest cells in my personal blueprint for my highest and best now. And in the future, for this to also occur as cells are replaced, and that my organs, functions, and systems be realigned, recalibrated, and renewed to their perfect blueprint. And any conflict shocks that have occurred in my life and before be healed, resolved, and cleared, including releasing any freeze responses, as well as any negative learning, and be resolved and cleared back into its divine particles and the positive learning that is necessary to be downloaded and installed, do so now in the highest version that is in my best health and wellness, and automatically upgraded in the future, as is possible for me. And that my mind, body, and spirit be rebooted as though I had the perfect amount of sleep that I need, the perfect amount of input that I need, the perfect amount of learning that I need, the perfect amount of peace that I can need to move on. And anything blocking this be healed and cleared now in my highest and best good, and automatically in the future. And this I command, allow, intend, and confirm to be true in all lifetimes, planes, dimensions, realms, parallels, and universes where I exist. I'm grateful. Thank you. Together, divine. And just breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And good job, Aram. Should we do the group healing now?
This was really, really powerful. Wow. Wow. I actually got a slight headache. So, yeah, if you want to do the group healing, that's cool.
Headaches are good in my realm, because headaches means things are shifting. That there's a, again, it'll dissipate.
I feel it.
And
cool.
And what will happen is that's just your neural pathways changing and you're shifting. So that's great. So I would like everyone to choose their wording for their block and their goal. And we will work on them first separately. I will start with the block, and then we'll work on your goal. So concentrate, out loud state your block, and say, I intend and allow for this healing to clear my block. So we'll start with that, and then we'll concentrate on your goal. All right, so let me attune with everyone and make sure it's for the replay as well. Okay, here we go. It's easier that after you state your block that you go to like a beach or meadow or something and you just forget about it for a minute. Just gently switch, remember your goal, then go back to the beach. And to expand and allow my goal to become an easy path in ways I've not thought of. And just go back to the beach or the meadow. I'd like everybody to just put one hand on their chest and the other hand on top of their other hand on the chest, so that you have two hands on your chest on top of each other. And I'd like you to say, there are parts of me that have been healed by this. And there are parts of me that may not have been healed. And those parts are willing to learn from the parts that have been healed. My mind, body, spirit, and energy system are receiving that information now. New neural pathways. That information transfer is complete. I'm grateful. Thank you. Together, divine. And breathe in through your nose. Out through your mouth. Relax your shoulders. Really big breath in through your nose and just let it flow away. Out through your mouth. One more time. In through your nose. Out through your mouth. And I suggest you slowly open your eyes. You're going to be dizzy, fuzzy, or happy. However, it depends on the person. And I don't want you to think about what happened or what your goal is or your block is or anything. Just if you can give me a half hour to an hour of not thinking about it, about what the heck just happened, that would be good, because it allows the divine and everything else to settle in and new neural pathways. And it just works better if you can not think about it. Like don't look at the elephant in the room. So just allow that to sink through you and take a walk or something like that.
Beautiful. Oh, my God. That is so exciting. I will message you in 30 minutes and let you know. Now, I want to ask, guys, if you have questions regarding the packages, send them through the webcast, please, because I want to make sure that we answer questions. If there's any confusion, let us know. I know I saw a bunch of notifications come in during the call, and we now have less than 35 spaces left, 35 spots, less than 35 spots for the group. So the first group is almost going to be filled very quickly. So then the next group would be after the first group. So make sure that you jump in quickly, because even those people that are buying package B are going to be in the group. So those are going fast.
Yes.
Okay. So this question is from, where did it go? Anita, she said, can you work on someone as a proxy if they don't believe in energy work? She says that her husband is a narcissist.
Yes.
And she wants you to work on him through her. Okay. So
sure. Yeah, not a problem.
You can
as
do
long
that.
I can teach you how to, there's a certain thing that you have to do to be a proxy, but I can do that. And I know, Aram, you saw me do that once. Heard me do that mm-hmm. once, and yeah, there's a specific instructions that I have to take you through to be a proxy, but of course.
Awesome. Another person is saying, which package should I get, package A or B, because I feel so stuck. I bought many packages, but I still feel blocked.
Someone asked me that. I had someone who mm-hmm. did buy a package, and they asked me, should I have my session after the group? Because mm-hmm. she is so blocked and has so many problems. I mean, so her problem is very heavy. And so I said, absolutely do it. Make your session appointment after the group healing, because you will learn so much and clear so much in the group healing, the four group healings, that by the time you get to the session, then all the backed up problems I can help those leave. And the other thing is I want to tell people that all the healing that you've done is in what I call a healing savings account. It's in your field, and it's there. Yeah. It's just locked up because of your limiting beliefs and because of your problem mm-hmm. that I can't heal and things like that. So it doesn't go away. The healings that you've done before me or before, you know, anything that you've done is still there. It can still come tumbling out once you get to the point and where the door opens. And it's funny, people tell me, Karin, this is just amazing. How did you do this? I'm like, well, you've worked on yourself a little bit before there. And so I just was able to open the door. And so don't think that all that you've wasted anything by getting other healing. Because it's just that it's in your healing savings account, I promise. So I would just
beautiful.
Say for you,
I love that.
If you get just make sure your session that you book with me is after the group healings, because that you'll do so much more clearing that the time you have with me will be, you know, amplified.
Beautiful. My heart goes out to these people that have tried so many things or have too many blocks that are going on, too many struggles. So she lists a lot of her struggles and she says, am I hopeless? So is there anybody that is hopeless, you know?
Not in my experience, you know. I did not, you know, people often come to me, it's like, you're my last hope. I'm like, that's terrific. Thanks for not giving up. And I have never said to somebody, I can't help you. And it's mm-hmm. because I've never had in my 35, 40 years of doing this, I've never met somebody I can't help. Now, if they flat out refuse, you know, then that's it's harder, but I can still get through. So we all have a light inside of us. We all have, you know, the divine inside us. We all are are what God wants us to be happy, as the book says, right? So we are made to exude Abraham. You know, we are made to exude this positive energy, which sends vibration, you know, that sends to trees and plants and animals and our spouses and, you know, people we love and things like that. This is what we do. We are energetic machines to do that. You deserve to have that. You're just blocked. You just there's something that happened to you when you were a child. There's something that you learned. There's something from a past life or ancestral. There's just something that's stopping you from experiencing everything you want. And that's what I do, is I go and I find those things for you. And I'm very grateful that I have been given the ability to do this. And so, no, there is nobody that can't be helped. There is nobody that is lost and hopeless ever.
Beautiful. Awesome. Thank you for answering that. And how quickly are they able to get the appointment for the sessions? Because some people want to know, are the personal sessions available immediately?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's, like you said, there's been some people already signing up, so it is filling up. So the faster you can get it, and as soon as you buy, you get the code to go in and get the healing, you know, to book your session. I'm a regular person, you know, I'm not, you know, so I have to like eat and sleep and wake up in the morning. And so I do have to, I can't see a bazillion people at once because it does take a lot out of me. And so I do see many people a day. I would like to say that don't worry if it's after the group sessions, because you will be helped, you know, through the group sessions. Because if you get the package B, you will all also be part of the group sessions. So if you want a session with me, it's okay to be after the group sessions, and that's fine. So don't be upset or hurt or think that it's, you know, I know everybody's in a hurry. I just want you to make sure it's okay, that you understand that it's okay after it. And it might actually, depending on the person, be better that it's down the line. And
yeah.
Because of also the miracle blockbuster that I'm going to give you, that you can work on your own. And so, you know, you're cleaning up the brush, and I will take care of the deep root. And so the short answer is yes, there are sessions open.
Okay, beautiful. Now, you had mentioned that the healing starts happening as soon as they make the decision to work with you.
Yep.
Is that for everybody in the group, or is it just for the people that you were working on the one-on-one?
Oh, no. This is, you make the decision, like, I'm going to sign up for the group healing, and then it starts. I mean, you heard
awesome.
From the people that were calling in, you know, that we talked to, like, you know, Mary Jo and Marie and Alexis, you know, as soon as they like decide that they want help with me. So as soon as you sign up for the group healing, it starts, whether it's the session or the group healing, because you have opened a passageway to allow my team to go in and start, because I can't do this fast if it wasn't already started.
Beautiful.
That's
yeah,
part of the magic
yeah.
wand. It's because as soon as you make the decision, everybody goes, okay, here's one. Let's help her or help him.
Love it.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Catherine says, I just bought package A. If I find after the group sessions that I still need a one-on-one session, can I upgrade later? You can if there are spots available. What happens a lot of times, especially with offers like these, because it gets really popular, we may not have, you know, you might be on a long waiting list to get in a session. So looks like that was all the questions we actually had. Let me just refresh and make sure that I addressed everything. Yep. Okay, cool. So, my dear, and it's perfect timing because we are pretty much at the end of our call. This has been phenomenal, Karen. This is so cool. I already knew it before, you know, when I met you, I was so excited before this call even took place. I knew that this was going to be phenomenal for everyone, and that's why I wanted it to be at the beginning of the year, because, I mean, oh, it's been
2020 has been just, it has, I mean, I don't even need to say more. And then 2021 started, people were thinking, oh, I can't wait for 2020 to be over, and here comes 2021, and it's like a whole bunch of new stuff. So this is,
and I'm really glad,
Aram,
I want to thank you for allowing me to be in January, because so many people are so lost. And I, you know,
it
really allows me to help so many people move forward where they don't think they can move forward, and they can. And I'm so grateful that I can do that. And by you helping, allowing me to do this soon, you know, in January, allows me to help more people. So I want to say I'm grateful to you for that.
Thank you. No, I'm grateful as well. We're doing this together. Did we talk about how long each group healing session is? Because someone wants to know how long is each of those group healing sessions.
The group healing sessions are from an hour to 90 minutes. It depends. Most like it'll end up being 90 minutes, 60 to 90 minutes, because I get lost when I do this, right? And so each one is going to be end up being like an hour, hour and a half. There's one I did that ended up being 2 hours, and so I just keep going because that's what I do. And the healing sessions themselves, the individual sessions, are 30 minutes. I schedule 45 minutes so that, you know, there's like a time where you can talk to me a little bit beforehand. We clarify some things. I use Divine Access. And, you know, and then if you have any questions afterwards. So it's the individual sessions are between 30 and 45 minutes. But the actual healing part is inside the 30 minutes. So I can't tell you exactly how long it's going to be other than you get 30 minutes of me. And usually it goes a little bit longer. But the group healings are pretty good because, you know, I'm not really good at keeping to schedule and I'll just stay there.
Okay, cool. Well, my dear, we did answer all the questions. This has been fantastic. Do you have anything you want to share, anything left that you weren't able to share yet that you would like to leave our listeners with?
Nothing more than, you know, than to just don't give up. However hard it's been and how, you know, you've been working so hard at finding out how to be the best you can be, and don't give up, because the more you go for it, you know, the more you work at it, the better it is. And mm-hmm. I'm grateful that I can find, you know, what's blocking you. And I'm grateful that I have tools to give you that you can find what's blocking you, because the law of attraction and the message is we can have and grow and be happy and fulfilled. And so for some people, that's like sitting in a room looking at an ocean and not talking to anybody, right? And mm-hmm. for some people, it's like standing on a stage and helping others. And whatever that is, whatever you want, that's happy for you. And you can get there because no one gets left behind. And I want everyone to know that no one gets left behind if you allow yourself to move forward. Mm-hmm. And I think that everybody really, I would love to get that message out to the world.
Beautiful. Love it. Oh, my God. This was so fantastic. Thank you so much, my dear. It has been so awesome. I want to thank you. And, of course, I want to thank our wonderful listeners as well. As you also said, Karen, they are amazing. They are just so ready to shift. They are so ready to transform. Yeah, they're ready to let go. You guys are just phenomenal. So thank you so much for being here with us today. And please remember, this is also something I have realized. It's always been true, but now for some reason, these last 6 months I've noticed it, and especially now this year, the more we pay forward, the more we do for others, the more we get back. It's just like the floodgates open. So please make sure you share these messages of hope, because that's what they truly are. These are messages of hope, and right now people are in desperate need of that. So when we do put out the replay, please share it, because people need this. I mean, like what I said, I started putting out those videos, which are basically in Urdu. Otherwise, I would share it on FHTJ. They are in Urdu, and in the beginning, it's so funny because I had a hard time sticking to Urdu, because I haven't spoken that, you know, exclusively for the last 27 years. Especially when I get on the camera, I automatically switch to English. It was hard for me to not mix the two languages, so a lot of people complain, and then I slowly but surely kept drifting more and more towards Urdu. And they're just messages of hope. And that's what I was putting out, and that's what made me go viral. And now people are asking me to do events, and they're, you know, asking to book me on interviews. And the top TV shows in Pakistan have asked me. They're literally begging me to do an interview, and I'm declining everyone because I just don't have the time. And all of it was just from this genuine, really genuine desire to help people. And that's all it was. And I had no clue what it was going to turn into eventually. And it's so fulfilling.
And
somebody had asked me.
And the great thing,
Karen,
the great thing, Aram.
Mm-hmm.
The great thing, Aram, is that opening that door so that you could see that and feel that, and being able to, you know, and I want everyone to know that that's what it is, because when blocks are gone, that's what happens, is your joy and your love of helping comes out.
Yeah. And I was just going to add one more thing that somebody had asked on the webcast, will this help me to find my purpose? Well, that's what happened with me. So, of course, yeah, if you feel blocked, that's what you can do. But, you know, in my case, it wasn't showing up as a block for finding my purpose. It was showing up as not feeling energized and excited about work. Something was just, because I mean, even on FHTJ, I do help people, but something was just not, you know, it was no longer in alignment, and it was really bugging me. Like, something else needs to happen that's gonna make me feel engaged and excited and on path. And then I realized, well, this was a big piece that was missing, because I've always talked about me being the bridge between East and West. I mean, I lived in the U.S. for 27 years, and now I'm back in the East helping people here. So, voila, you know, here
Wonderful.
It is. So, yeah, just like you said, the how is not, we can't figure it out. The how just simply falls into your lap. And that's what happened. So, so grateful. All right, you guys. Wonderful, wonderful spending time with you today. I hope that you received the help you needed today. Remember, the group process was awesome. You can, when the replay is up, you can listen to it again and share it with your friends and family members. Lots of love, everybody. Remember, you are deeply, deeply appreciated and loved. Take care. Bye-bye.